Good morning. And we have with us Lauren Pierce, the executive director of the Chris Klug Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us, Lauren.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You guys are the organizers of the annual Aspen Summit for Life, and that is coming up in December this year, the 11th annual?
Yes, the 11th annual Estella Summit for Life event. It's a nighttime uphill race up Ajax Mountain. 500 of your closest friends race up the mountain with you on skis or snowshoes or just walking up there. It is a quick registration. It sells out every year for us, gratefully, and it's a great event that we go and party on the top of the mountain in the beginning of December.
So tell us about the mission of the Chris Klug Foundation. Who is Chris Klug?
So Chris Klug is a local of Aspen. He grew up here, and he's a three-time Olympic snowboarder, the only organ transplant recipient to win an Olympic medal. So
wow.
Three times he went to the Olympics. He was on the wait list for a liver for 6 years. Finally was got that liver transplant and was back on the mountain 4 months after. And then 18
Amazing.
Months after his transplant, he won bronze in the 2002 Salt Lake Games. And then he dedicated his life after that. He said, if I'm going to wake up out of this hospital bed, I'm going to dedicate my life to giving a second chance at life and getting people to register as organ donors, but then also inspire those that are touched by transplantation that, you know, once you receive that organ, that you're not, or become a donor, your life doesn't stop there. You know, you can go off and win the Olympics.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. So I think a lot of people don't really understand how organ and tissue donation work. I think there are probably a lot of listeners right this minute who assume that, of course, I'm a donor. Sure, no problem. But maybe they're not.
Yeah, only 43% of Americans are registered. I think people just, you know, the first opportunity for you to become an organ donor is on your driver's license. It's kind of your declaration to become an organ donor. The most important thing, though, is to talk to your family. It is a difficult conversation. It's a closed-door personal conversation that you need to have, but it's one that you do need to have with your family so they know your intentions down the line if, forbid, something happens. But then there are 124,000 people on the wait list, just to drop out some stats. The 21 people die every day waiting for an organ donation. So your registration can help save the lives of 8 people, but then also help improve the lives of up to 50 people with tissue donation.
Well, and I feel like one of the things, I've talked to people about this before because it sort of baffles me why people would consciously choose not to be an organ donor. And certainly there are lots of religious things or other reasons people would have. But I think that from people I've talked to, I've been surprised by some fears that it turns out are actually unfounded. So, for example, people are worried, if I might be able to live, the doctors won't save me because they're going to harvest my organs. It's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. I think a lot of people also go to that religion myth, because you are so uneducated. It's kind of like that blanket defense that you can put up, and then people don't want to touch it. Most religions, almost all religions, say that's the best gift you can give. So they're behind it 100%. And then another myth is, you know, that you might go into the hospital and they might not help you. Doctors do not know if you are a donor or not. You go into the hospital and you're their patient. They don't have somebody on the wait list in the back of their minds that they're trying to save. They do not know that you're an organ donor. So up until, you know, after you might decease, or, you know, so there are many myths out there, and hopefully we can help educate people to make that decision, to be able to educate them to make the right decision for them.
And you mentioned that only 43% of Americans are currently registered as organ donors. What's the goal of Chris Klug Foundation? When you get up every morning, I mean, how do you just sort of slowly chip away at those numbers?
Yeah. Just get one more person. Our goal is to raise that rate to 75%. Right now, actually, congratulations, Colorado. You are one of the highest rating states. One of the lowest is New York, Vermont. California is pretty low as well. But just getting people to register, which it's been a difficult process. Like, your first opportunity and almost only opportunity was when you went into the DMV when you were 16 to sign your permit. And then all of a sudden you're faced with this first time life changing decision. Your parents aren't standing there telling you what to do. It's a big moment. But then who wants to go back to the DMV to change your registration? I don't want to stand in line at the DMV. So now all the states have their own organ procurement organizations, and within your state you register. So also we have our own online platform. So then we go out to events like X Games. We tour with the Warped Tour. We go out to educate people, but then we also have the tool in our back pocket to register people right then and there. So you don't have to go back home and I can't even remember to put my recycled grocery bag in my car. I can't remember to go home and re-register. So we do that. And we also have a curriculum that goes out to all school, or, you know, we've got over 4,000 schools. And right now we're seeing that a lot of states are making a mandatory organ and tissue curriculum in their schools. So we're out there helping spread the word through the classroom.
Talking to Lauren Pierce, the executive director of Chris Klug Foundation, and she mentioned earlier more than 123,000 people in the U.S. are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. You mentioned tissue, of course, as well. Mm-hmm. For you personally, you're fairly new to this organization, but a longtime resident of the area and also a longtime supporter of KDNK.
Yeah. I was at the Wheeler Opera House for 9 years, and you guys have always had an open door policy for me, but also all the nonprofits. I had the opportunity to work with majority of the nonprofits in the Valley, and I think you guys are one of our crutches that helps us through that, spreading our message. And it never, you know, I've never had a problem. I call you guys and randomly anybody will get me in the door and I can talk to you guys, and it's open communication. And and then also from a listener standpoint, I never know what I'm gonna get. So I love you guys. I've been a personal supporter of you and been a member, and I can't encourage anybody more to support this community. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Lauren. And folks, you can call us at 963-0139 to get your membership renewed or to sign up for the first time. I know we have a lot of listeners out there who appreciate the station and just haven't ever, you know, a lot of people don't like joining things.
Yeah.
We are asking you to join the team. And of course, Chris Klug Foundation, known for the Aspen Summit for Life event, the 11th annual is coming up December 2nd and 3rd. But did want to also ask you really quickly about the Leadville team.
Yeah, we just had 8 members, local team members, go over to Leadville for the Leadville Mountain Bike 100, 100 miles. They all finished with great times. I can't imagine doing that race. And they raised funds and raised awareness for us. We also have 15 members of the community going out to New York City to run the New York City Marathon for us in November. So those are different ways you can support and learn about the Chris Klug Foundation.
And of course, you guys are a nonprofit. You take donations and also work with sponsors on your events.
Yes.
People can look for the hashtag Live Life, Give Life.
Yeah.
And find out more at chriskluegfoundation.org. Lauren Pierce, thank you so much for coming in early this morning.
Thank you for having me in.
Thanks for talking to us here on KDNK. And of course, thanks for your membership. Folks, join us here at KDNK, 963-0139. For me, I give $10 a month. It's what I can afford. It makes me feel good. And we hope that you will do the same. Put your money where your ears are, so to speak. Thanks again, Lauren.